every person in our radio stations have different ranges of skills and talents, and that is awesome. But the folks who work on our websites need to have at least a basic working knowledge of specific skills in order to keep our websites looking professional and be entertaining and informative. Today, we're going to look at the top five skills that anybody who works on your station website needs to know.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And today, we're going to be talking about five skills that everybody who touches your website admin area needs to know. Our station websites are quite a ways off from artificial intelligence or AI, performing all of the tasks that we need to do on a daily basis. So right now, it's left up to us to populate the events, the posts, the contests, and everything else. And with that, we need to have a working knowledge of specific skills in order so our websites stay professional, that they're looking great all the time, and they're still being informative and entertaining to our guests. Because the key is keeping those visitors coming back on a continuous basis. And we've seen all kinds of websites across the internet that do very well at this, and some fail to hit the mark. And I think that's because they're missing out on some of these specific skills that we're going to talk about today. And today we're going to talk about the five skills that everybody who touches the admin area really needs to know. And number one is basic image editing skills. I mean, just the basics. We don't want the images that we put on our websites to look like a third grade art project. They have to look professional. And everything that you put on the station website, be it news posts, events, contests, obituaries, anything, really should have an image attached to it, because images get more clicks. If you just had a website and nothing but news headlines and maybe excerpts down below at the bottom, then somebody's going to look at that and they're not going to be really engaged with it. It's going to look like something that's going to take a long time to read. So I don't have time to do that. But if they have photos on there, then they can see, oh, okay, this looks interesting, this doesn't, this looks interesting, this doesn't, and they can direct their mindset into clicking on the article or the event or the contest rather than taking the time to read about it. I know, it's a psychological thing. They're going to read the words anyway, but a page just looks so much better if it has images attached to it. And this is a hard sell for a lot of station personnel, because they signed up to be in the radio business. They didn't sign up to be in the website business or the graphic design business or the photographer image editing business, but they really need to know how to just basic image editing skills. We're not saying get in there and take the background out and change all kinds of colors and this guy's hat's red, it needs to be blue or whatever. We're talking about just basic image editing skills, like making an image small, in file size, so it's easily read on the internet. We're also talking about cropping the image to specific sizes that your content management system might require. And again, this is a hard sell for some, but it doesn't require that you learn Photoshop or something that's very intensive. Some of those programs are really overkill for what you need them to be. There are several online editors like the Pixlr editor, pixlr.com/editor. Of course, we're going to leave a link to that in the show notes. But with these editors, all you need to do is just jump in, upload your image, set the size that you need, and hit export. And that's it. And then you want to be sure that that file size is not only cropped right, but it's a small file size that can easily be read on the internet. We're still seeing folks that upload images directly from their iPhone, and these images are huge on their website, and they don't realize that it's taking mobile devices and other places with maybe poor internet or on Wi-Fi a long time to download their entire page simply because of this image or these images on their homepage or their pages. And if you have a news person who says, hey, I write the news stories, I don't have time to go and get images for this or that or whatever, that's where a local image database comes into play. We've mentioned this in other podcasts and other blog articles, to where you go out or you send somebody out with their iPhone and you take a picture of the town hall, the courthouse, the police station and fire station, the county schools, images around town. Then you have all of that stuff in your database. So when something happens in your area, you don't have to go find a photo. You have a photo of a police car or a fire truck or whatever. And if you have this and they're already in your content management system, they don't have to do anything other than pick the image and assign it to the news story. So this is going to make a whole lot easier if you do that. Yes, they should have basic image editing skills to do any of the website work, but this is going to make things easier over time if you can build that database and have all of these images that are legal at your disposal. All right, getting on to number two is basic graphic design. And we're talking about basic graphic design skills. We're not only talking about image editing and making sure things look right. We're talking about making them look professional. We're still seeing images across radio station websites where it's still, the graphic is sized right. It's uploaded perfectly. It's a small file size. It's going to load quickly, but it just looks like a third grader made it. All right. There's really no other way for me to say that. It's just what we suggest that you do is to go to major publication websites like ESPN.com or CNN or Fox News or wherever that you see news or events or anything like that, and look at how their graphics are presented and their images. Everything looks professional. And now we're not only just talking about images, we're talking about how things are laid out. We're also still seeing that some stations will create a page and they'll want to make fonts bold, and it looks like a flyer that you put up in the break room. That's not how professional web design is supposed to look. It's supposed to be great information laid out in a nice, professional-looking way. If you went to a website on, let's say, ESPN.com, and the page looked like a break room flyer, it's just going to stand out as not looking professional as the rest of the website. Studies have shown that an unprofessional looking website actually sends people away. It makes them not want to return. And a lot of folks don't really get that. And they think, well, I have a website. It's got everything that our radio station's doing on it. And that's what I need. It's got to look modern. It's got to look professional. Again, if you have any pages on your website that look like a break room flyer with huge bold fonts and maybe a clip art graphic in the middle of it, then reach out to somebody that can help you, like Skyrocket Radio. We want to be sure that all of our radio station websites look professional as possible. All right, number three is editing and proofreading. Incredibly, we're still seeing a lot of spelling mistakes and grammar mistakes across radio station websites. And folks are in a hurry. They're probably rushing out to a remote or something like that, and they have to put something on the website real fast. We get it. But spelling and grammar mistakes are being called out by listeners. And we're seeing some of those on some radio station websites, and we definitely don't want listeners correcting our spelling and grammar mistakes. What you may want to do is try to invest in a service called Grammarly. It has come up within in advertising and stuff like that, but I really never got on board with it until last year. And it's made a huge difference in the way I write, made a huge difference in the amount of mistakes that I have made in the past. I've gone back to old blog posts that I made years ago, and just by looking in the editor, I see all kinds of mistakes that I made way back when. Grammarly has now fixed all of those mistakes. So that is great. It's not only going to be good for your website copy, but it's going to be good for your commercial copy as well. So if you can say something better in a more professional way, then your radio spots are going to get better as well. So check out Grammarly. But do be sure that anybody who has access to your station website is looking for spelling and grammar mistakes in the copy that they put there. All right, number four in our list of skills that everybody who has access to the website should know is SEO and accessibility best practices. Now, you may think that SEO and accessibility are two different subjects, but basically the functionality behind them is very, very similar. If you're good in one of these areas, you're likely good in the other one. Now, SEO or search engine optimization means that your radio station website can be easily found within search engines. This is very, very important. You may think, well, you know, that's not really important because, you know, we're an advertising platform in ourselves or whatever. But it's good to know that your radio station website can be found in search engines because people may be searching for something that they heard on the radio. And if they can't find it in a Google search, then your radio station website is not doing its job, or something on your radio station website is not doing its job. And the folks that create the content, they can do just simple little things. They don't have to be an SEO expert, but just simple things that they can do to ensure that everything that you post online can be easily found within search engines. For like, number one is heading tags. If you're in a website editor, you can see, do I want this heading tag to be an H1, H2, or H3 or whatever? Well, H1 is bigger than H2, and H2 is bigger than H3, and so forth and so on. This is normally the case. You don't want to use these heading tags just to make sure that text is bigger on the page. Remember, I told you that some people actually create a page on their website that looks like a break room flyer. Well, somewhere in the middle of that flyer, you may want this text to be a little bit bigger. So they'll choose an H1 tag. Well, the hierarchy of these tags on the page is read in a specific way by search engines. And when you have these tags out of place, the page appears to them as broken. So it is automatically kicked out. It doesn't matter how awesome that page is, how relevant it is to your visitors and listeners, it will automatically be kicked out because these tags are not in the proper place. All right, so that's one thing. Another one is being sure that the copy contains links to outside sources. If you're creating a news story and you mention the local police station or something like that, put a link to their website in the copy. Most people don't do this either. And the reason that you want to do this is that when copy links off to outside sources, what that does is it tells search engines that, okay, this is an informative piece of copy, and they've linked elsewhere to solidify the content that they're trying to get across. All right, so that's why links within content is actually a very, very good thing. Yeah, it's going to send your listeners off-site, but they'll have to click on that link in order to do that. And more than likely, they'll want to come back to the website because that's where they got the great information from. So links within copy, that is a very good thing. Image tags, the alt tags and the title tags that are attached to every image that you upload to the website. 90% of people who have access to radio station websites do not look at the title and alt tags of the images they are uploading because they're doing so in a very fast manner. I've created this news post. Here's the image. Upload it. I'm done. But as soon as you upload an image to your website, you should change the alt tag and the text tag and sometimes the description tag, because this information is what tells search engines and accessibility software what the image is. So if your file name that you upload is abc123.jpg, then that's what the title is probably automatically going to become. This doesn't tell anybody anything about what's actually in the image. It could be a boy and a dog playing ball or something like that. But ABC123 tells them nothing about that. That's why the alt tags are very, very important. If you put a alt tag of dog and boy playing with a ball, then that tells the search engines what it is. It also tells accessibility software what that is. Many of us probably don't realize that people with disabilities do visit our radio station websites, and they do so through the use of special software. And that software is, what it does is it reads the page and all of the tags that are on each item. Now, our radio station websites likely have a lot of images on them. And somebody that is sighted cannot actually see those images, but they'll use that software to actually scan the page. And as they scan the page, be read the text of the images that they are hovering over. And without the proper alt tags in place, they're just seeing ABC 123. They're not seeing boy and a dog playing ball. And so that's why it's very, very important that you add those alt tags. And there are all kinds of other things that that software can do to read the page to them. If you have a client ad and you've uploaded the image ad as ABC 123, they're not going to know that it's an ad for Joe's Tires or your client's name. They're just going to see ABC 123. So again, if you're good in one of these areas, you're likely good in the other. So that's why it's good to have these basic skills of SEO and accessibility. Now, if you want more information on accessibility techniques and stuff that you can do to make your website more accessible, and that's going to be a huge deal this year, by the way, in 2023, is your website being more accessible. Be sure to head over to the American Disabilities Act website. We'll leave a link there in the show notes, and be sure that you check out all of the resources there. It will give you great tips on all kinds of cool things that you could do on your website and to ensure that your website is accessible to everyone. All right, wrapping up our top five of the skills that everybody who has access to your website needs to know is simple security measures. We can't expect our team to be security experts by a long shot, but if they have basic security measures in place and they're thinking of it and they're being mindful of it, then our websites will be more secure. One of the top things that our typical everyday person who accesses the website needs to know is to use a password for our radio station website that they're not using anywhere else. This is huge, but unfortunately, many people are using the same password that they're using for multiple other accounts. Their Netflix account, their Facebook page, their Twitter account, their bank account, most likely. They want to remember just one password, but that one password unlocks all kinds of different things. If they use a password manager, then one password is all that they need to know. If you haven't looked into using a password manager, either there at your radio station or just personally in your with all of your personal accounts, I just jumped on board with this. A bunch of websites had the exact same password, and it was a ticking time bomb. It was only a matter of time before maybe one website got hacked and got my information and then was able to go out and infect and log into all of these other websites. So using a password manager is really the best way to go, not for just for you, but for everybody on your team. A password manager holds all of your passwords. Now, this doesn't mean all of those passwords are the same. You would have to actually go into each one of your accounts, and when it says create new password, and it gives you this 12 to 20 different characters and different punctuations and small letters and big letters and numbers and everything like that, it will remember that password for you. You only have to remember the master password. Your password manager can do this for all of your other accounts. So every website, every account that you have access to can have a different, very, very strong password. And then all you'll need to do is that whenever it pops up and it says you want to log in, you click a little button and the password manager puts in your details for you. You only have to remember the master password, and the service that holds all of these are encrypted to and from. So they won't know what your passwords are. You won't be able to call them and say, hey, what was my password for this? They won't know because it's all encrypted from start to finish. And so invest in a service like that, and then you'll only have to remember just one password, or the people who access your website will only have to remember one password. But please ensure that your team, everybody on your team, has a password to your website, even if they don't use a password manager, that is different from all of their other accounts, and that it is strong. Because in our 11 years of doing this here at Skyrocket Radio, we've only had one intrusion on a client website, and that was because they used a weak password. Now, there are several different options out there in password managers that you can choose from. You can pick and choose which one is going to be best for you. There's 1Password, NordPass. I think LastPass is another option. And there's a few others out there, but pick the one that works best for you across your devices. I believe all of them are able to save passwords on your mobile devices as well, but do find the one that works best for you. Another thing that you can do as far as security measures is only give people access to what they need in your website admin area. Don't give everybody the same amount of access. If somebody logs in and only produces news, they don't need access to your contest, your banner ads, or your user file or whatever. All right, so only give them access to what they need, because if they are using a weak password and all they can do is just log in and maybe look at the post, they can't add any, well, then the likelihood of a hacker using that to a bad means is going to be limited. And so try to give access to only the areas that your people need to do. All right, so wrapping up, having your team know these fundamental skills really is going to start with management. Look at your station website. Are the images professional? Is everything, or does it look like a third grader's art project? Or is all the copy written well, free of grammar and spelling mistakes? Call out these mistakes to your team, and maybe over time they'll say, okay, look, we need to know this, and I got to spend a little extra time on this. I can't just do it and rush out because I know the boss is going to call me on this weak graphic or spelling mistakes or something like that. There are all kinds of training videos and blog posts that you can do a deep dive into each one of these 5 that we mentioned today in order for your team to be so much better for you and your station website. If you need help with your radio station website, be sure to reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.